Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we finished verse 18. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We'll be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, as we continue in our verse-by-verse study of the book of 1 Thessalonians. And we have titled this section, Imperative to Being a Good Christian. Now, you want to be a good Christian? Well, today we're going to give you some things straight from the Word of God that will tell you how to be a good Christian. Now, you often hear me ask you to write us and let us know that you're listening, or even ask us your Bible questions. We try to answer all those that ask a Bible question of us. We've even threatened to maybe set aside one program to answer those questions on the air, and we still may do that. But I still want to encourage you to write us with your Bible questions, as well as to write us and let us know that you are listening. Now, some people hear us by radio, and this is a radio ministry. But others go to our website. Some go to another website, which is www.sermonaudio.com /Central Baptist. Now, all of that's together, okay? No spaces in between any of that. But we have found that as people listen to us by the internet, they are more ready to email us, and we always try to answer them back when they email us and ask us a question, or just to send a word of encouragement. We always appreciate that as well. I thought I would share with you a few of the emails that come in. For example, I have one here that says, I have been going through the studies at your website, and I am deeply inspired with all the teachings and studies thereon. This is such a wonderful study and sermon you have arranged for all the nations. Now understand, this writer here is from a foreign country, and so some of the English is not going to be exactly the way you're used to it. It says, in the long run of your service for the nations of all the world, these are wonderful studies and sermons. I am from the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, where it is difficult to have radio and TV channel for preaching purposes. They would not allow us to do that here. The Satan has real strong hold over everything. I often say that we are living in the land of the enemy. Brother, we humbly request you to expand your outreach, your program in Urdu and Punjabi languages. Urdu is the language spoken and understood by more than 1/6 of the total population of the world. Urdu is spoken in Pakistan, India, Nepal, Afghanistan, and also in Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran, and others. I would ask you to pray and share it among the brethren at your ministry. Well, this, again, is just an indication of the outreach of this ministry. Here it is in Pakistan. I had similar letters from India and China that have written us after the same manner. Here's one that says, we listen to your broadcasts through the internet by a radio station, WLBF. Thank you much for your teaching. I read your statement of faith on your website. This is a very unpopular stand, but I praise the Lord Jesus you take the stand. We will be back in the country for 2 months in August, and they hope to get by and see our church. And these were missionaries from the Bahamas. As a matter of fact, we had a lady recently from the state of Washington that had heard our broadcast on internet and come to visit our church while she was in the state of Florida. Here's another one that says, thank you for the sermon on the biblical pre-tribulational rapture. Jesus is coming to get us before the tribulation period and before his wrath begins. Just as God shut the door of the ark after Noah and his family were safely in it, and just as God's angel safely escorted Lot outside of Sodom before he began pouring out his wrath, Jesus is going to safely escort his saints off of this earth before the wrath begins. As we get closer to that day, I notice that fewer and fewer preachers are preaching this wonderful truth. So I hope you keep on preaching it, sir. Well, by the grace of God, my friend, we're going to continue to preach that. Here's a sermon from Scammon Bay, Alaska. As a missionary family in Bush, Alaska, we're grateful that we don't have the distractions of television and a lot of secular radio stations where we have been called to minister. Therefore, when we are not ministering to the folks in the village, we get to read the Bible as a family, and once a week, we all listen to a message or two that we download. We so very much appreciate Dr. Bloom's exposition of the pre-tribulational rapture. Well, again, here is somebody on the mission field that has been blessed by the radio ministry here. I listened to your program on Gospel 90.3, and I heard you mention a piece of literature that you give to newly saved Christians. I would like to copy it to use to make duplications in our soul-winning ministry. If you could mail me one at the address below, I would appreciate it. Well, I did. And they go on to say how they received a blessing from listening to the broadcast. And we do. We offer those at the end of each time I finish a sermon. I try to offer those to you, the Building Blocks booklet. And then let me just share one more, and then we'll get into our message for today. I heard you on the radio tonight on the way home from work, and just want you to know how much it delights me to be able to hear the true gospel, even in my car. Well, praise the Lord for that, and we praise the Lord for those that have emailed. That's just a little sample of those that have mailed us. We have many more, but we just wanted you to understand that we enjoy getting those notes, and those are an encouragement to this radio ministry, especially as I share them with the others who are part of this ministry, Mr. Vaught and Mr. Banks and others, and it gives them a chance to see what God is doing, and it makes all their work and efforts worth it all. It just blesses their heart to have you folks respond. Now, if you have your Bibles, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. There we read, quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Now, from verse 12 and following, in this final chapter of 1 Thessalonians, we have considered the Christian look. Verses 12 through 15 considered the Christian's look outward. Verses 16 through 22 considering the Christian's look inward. In verses 16 through 18, we looked at the positives of Christian living as we look inward. Now, as we're going into verses 19 through 22, it'll give us those things that are imperative that we might look rightly before our God. Now, the commands in all three of these verses, 19 through 21, that I have just read to you, are in the Greek called present imperatives. It is a command after the manner of a military command. Yes, the New Testament does contain commands, my friend, whether people realize that or not, and they're imperative commands, which means we will be called into an account before God. Now, the continuous action of the present imperative means it's a command to do something. It means to start doing it and not stop doing it. Now, if an imperative command has a negative with it, then it means stop doing it and don't let it happen again. Have you ever told your children, don't you ever let that happen again? If you do, you're going to have to die to get better. Well, perhaps you heard your parents say that, and maybe you pass that on to your children. But obviously, when you said in that matter, it is imperative. Now, it is imperative here, as we look to our text, that we quench not the Spirit. If we're doing it, stop it and don't let it happen again. Don't quench the Spirit of God. When one considers what Christ said about sins against the Holy Ghost, the negative things that we do against Him then are very serious. Most often, the word quenched is used to refer to putting out a fire. Now think about that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29 tells us that our God is a consuming fire. In Acts, the Holy Spirit came upon them as cloven tongues of fire. Now, today, when we look at fire, it is quenched by water or smothering it with dirt. Now, I know there's chemicals and other things they try to do as well. But too often, the fire of the Holy Spirit is quenched in a church either by a watered-down sermon or the smothering dirt of carnality in its worship, as well as in the daily living of the members of the church. Quenching the Holy Spirit, then, is refusing to do the will of God. Now, we remember Jesus speaking of sinning against the Holy Spirit, that not being forgivable. So, whatever that sin was, and we're not going to go into that right now, we do know that it's very serious when things deal with the Holy Spirit of God. And so, when we're told to quench not the Spirit, and it's written in the imperative mode, then it's very important that we take heed to this, because we can be called into an account of this, and will be, if we practice the quenching of the Holy Spirit. So quenching the Holy Spirit is refusing to do the will of God. For example, here's a person who does not read and think on the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit may guide them. They try to take matters into their own hands, and they justify it in their mind as, well, I'm doing the work of God. Now, by the way, let me just insert this, and please pay close attention to this. You cannot grieve a thing. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. He is a person. He is grieved by sin in our life, because when we receive Christ as Savior, He come to indwell us. And so, when sin is in our life, it grieves Him, whether they be sins of omission or commission. When the Holy Spirit is clearly using someone in ministry to which He has called them, don't criticize and oppose over personality. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.